There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Neha Punia joins us on the line from New Delhi. Good to have you back, Neha.
Thanks so much, Dominically.
Let's start with this story that I know you are following today. The U.S. issuing a new ultimatum, Neha, to Pakistan.
That's right, and this is not the first time this has happened, but this time around it's U.S. President Donald Trump himself who's issued a warning to Pakistan. Some tough talk in there when he unveiled the details of his new national security strategy. And President Trump there said that Pakistan is obliged to help America because it receives massive payments from Washington every year. And Trump also went on to say that the U.S. has made it very, very clear to Pakistan and the government there that while America is keen to enhance its partnership with Islamabad, there should be decisive action when it comes to terror groups that allegedly operate on Pakistani soil. And as far as Pakistan is concerned, they've reacted to this, and it was a very stinging statement that the Foreign Office issued, calling these allegations unsubstantiated, and said these statements trivialize Islamabad's efforts to fight terrorism. Islamabad also said that it would be good for Trump to remember that in the past, previous American governments have praised Pakistan for helping completely annihilate Al-Qaeda in that region.
Neha, let's switch to Sri Lanka, where, and a completely different story, but no less important to many of the world's consumers of hot drinks, there is a tea crisis playing out.
That's right, and this is something that's sort of brewed into a diplomatic crisis of sorts. Russia has now temporarily banned all agricultural imports from Sri Lanka, and this includes tea. And all of this started because Russia found an insect in a tea shipment that came in from the island nation. Now, what's happened since then is Sri Lanka's president has also written to his Russian counterpart requesting Russia to lift that ban. It's also said it's willing to send two senior officials to Russia to help convince the government as well. But the question is, why is Sri Lanka so concerned? Because 80% of all of its exports to Russia are tea. And this year alone, Sri Lanka made over $100 million through exporting tea to Russia. This is certainly an area where Sri Lanka will have to cultivate Russia's trust again. But it looks like for now, Moscow is keen to let Colombo sleep.
Let's move to Bangladesh. Rohingya refugees, it seems, soon going to be sent back to Myanmar.
That's right, and it's going to happen very, very soon, Tim. It's going to happen in just about 2 months because that repatriation agreement between Myanmar and Bangladesh has finally been finalized. It's something that they were working on for many weeks now. And both nations have said that this process will also be completed in a reasonable time frame as well. We're also picking up that the United Nations is also going to be helping the Bangladesh Foreign Ministry in this regard as well. Now, there are about 600,000 Rohingyas who are in Bangladesh. They've sought sanctuary there because of a military crackdown in Myanmar. And as far as this repatriation agreement is concerned, a lot of human rights organizations across the world are saying this is coming in too soon. Most of these refugees probably will not want to go back because they're still going to face some sort of persecution or the other. And if you look at the details of this agreement, basically what's happened is that Myanmar said it will take back all of these Rohingyas if they have a valid identity card. They'll then be kept at temporary shelters. And as far as Myanmar is concerned, it's not made any sort of disclosure on what's going to be the long-term plan for these Rohingya refugees. So Bangladesh, for the moment, keen to send them back, but what conditions are they going to go back to? That's really the big question.
Can we finish today, Neha, with, we'll go back to where you are, back home, I guess, to New Delhi, one of the most polluted cities in the world. We've all seen pictures recently around the cricket, of course, but the authorities now hoping that, is this right, a water gun could help tackle the smog?
That's right. In fact, this water gun was tested earlier this week, and the Delhi government officials are saying that it could help tackle the smog conditions you just referred to. So they've got this gun on standby now. What this gun really does is it sprays atomized water onto the Delhi skyline, and these water droplets are so fine, they are supposed to help capture the pollution and then bring those pollutants down onto the ground level. That's how it's supposed to work. So basically what the Delhi government has done is it's put this gun on truck of sorts, and they'll be able to move this vehicle around depending on the areas of the city which see smog conditions worsen. And like you said, this is a perpetual problem in Delhi. Is this going to be a long-term permanent solution? We're not really sure.
Neha, you're in New Delhi. Obviously, you spend your time there, your working life, your personal life there. Just how much of an issue is the smog, and how are people reacting to this water gun?
It's a really, really big issue, Tim, to be very honest. It's been around for many years now, but of late you're seeing pollution become visible to the naked eye because of how bad the smog conditions are. Like you said, about a month ago, you had pollution levels cross 40 times the permissible limit. And I can tell you, every time I stepped out of the house, my eyes would burn, my throat would burn as well, and it would get really difficult to breathe. So it's no longer something that's abstract. Pollution is something that's visible to the naked eye. And as far as the water gun is concerned, residents in Delhi are skeptical because we've heard these kind of promises before. But will this really be enough to tackle the problem, the scale at which it is in Delhi currently? We're not too sure.
Neha Punia is based in New Delhi. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Neha. Thanks once again.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.